I appreciate the opportunity to offer a student's perspective. Hi, my name is Amelia Moeller, and I firmly believe in student freedom of expression. I will be addressing the wide concerns of this community member, but I will not be addressing any specific comments made about any specific individual. First, Tinker v. Des Moines ruled that student-led, non-disruptive political expression ought to be allowed in schools. Any student that participates in political expression at Mexico High School is consenting to do so. Any student that decides to wear a BLM face mask or participate in the GSA or Gay Straight Alliance consent to do so. The same is true for students who wear Trump t-shirts or participate in the Federation of Christian Athletes. If a student's political expression is non-disruptive, does not qualify as hate speech, and the student consents to do so, then whether or not community members agree with that expression is frankly irrelevant. However, the concerns of this community member seem to reach further than student expression. This community member seems to firmly believe that teachers in District 59 were perpetuating a liberal agenda. The community member specifically cited concerns involving teachers supporting the GSA and the news sources being viewed by students. First, every club at the school, the GSA included, requires student consent to join. The GSA is not being unfairly advertised compared to other clubs, nor are teachers unfairly guiding students to join the GSA. If the concern was limited to teacher involvement in the GSA at all student-led clubs have the requirement of having a teacher advisor for safety reasons. All GSA meeting topics, protests, and discussions are amongst students, are student-led, and go through the necessary approval process. As the GSA president, I personally work closely with our administration to ensure that we follow all school regulations. To address the second concern surrounding media bias, I would like to point out that part of receiving an education is learning how to recognize and understand and critically think about media bias. One specific concern that the community member had was the programs shown in the library TV. The library TV streams a variety of networks, like the Game Show Network, Good Morning America, and CNN, which is one of few 24-hour news services. Please rest assured that this is not the only media representation that students are exposed to in the library or in the school in general. So, to the question, are politics in District 59? The answer is yes, but not for the reasons expressed last month. Politics are in District 59, but it is limited to student freedom of expression and expansive learning opportunities about media bias, both of which are permissible under law. The purpose of an education is not to limit thought by only allowing non-political expression to occur, but to allow students the resources to critically think about the world around them. To limit student freedom of expression based solely on the concerns of community members would infringe upon student rights, because while for some, this is about politics in school, for others, this is about existence. This is about my peers knowing that I and people like me exist, and that we have a voice. This is about my voice not being taken away because I am 17, because I am a student, because I am a woman, because I am queer. This is about having a voice and using that voice to take away the voice of a generation.
I believe I was interrupted last month. Just going to throw that out there. The timer was up.
Excuse me.
I request leniency to finish my statement.
Yeah, of course you'll get it.
You're liberal, right?
You received that as well.
The silencing of a generation should weigh heavier on the mind than if your child knows the term gay before they graduate high school. Thank you. If anyone has any further questions regarding the GSA or youth advocacy, I'd be happy to answer those.